Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the Duchess of the Chart, the lady with the technicals, the chick with the candlestick, the female with the Fibonacci's. It's Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
You're so good for me, Justin. I should listen to you every morning like I do.
let me ask you a question. When you're drawing a trend line, right, on candlesticks,
yes.
Now, do you use the close of the wick or do you use the range of the wick? So are you using the wick bit or the candle bit, you know, when you're using
it? Close.
Or I suppose it doesn't matter, really, does it? Or does it?
No, and you can use the candle closes. You can use the candle closes, but be aware that if you go past that, so in other words, you think you've got a breakout of your trend line, I would then move it out to the wicks, because if it stalls at the end of the wick where the trend line is, then you know you haven't really got a breakout. So you can get, if you draw your trend line closer in by using closes, then you can get an early warning of a move, but be aware you may still hit trouble where the trend line is using the end of the wicks. So, and remember, you know, that's the RSI is based on close prices, not wicks as well.
Yeah, and I suppose that's what counts, isn't it? It's where it closes is what counts. Because if it can't get above a certain level,
so if you really want to get an early warning, and this is a bit of a trick here that I use, draw your trend line on the peaks on the RSI.
Cool. All right, marvellous. Let's look at some stocks then, some charts for the day. First and foremost, Alba Mineral, or Alba Mineral Resources, quite a long name there, but it's ALBA. It's got a number of projects going on, but it's also involved in Horse Hill, which at the moment, stocks involved in the Horse Hill, you know, Weald Basin there, are rallying. But Alba, what do you reckon on the chart, Nick?
Yeah, we've loved this since it was 0.3, so go, Alba. Looks really good. I'd like to take you to a weekly chart, because if you take a look at a weekly chart, you can see we've made a really nice double bottom with the 2013 low, which means that if we exceed the peak in the middle, which is at 1.49, then our target will be the first Fibonacci retrace level at 3. Okay, so that's our big picture view. We have big targets for this stock. Okay, short term in this move, our first resistance on this big swing higher is at 0.83, and the support is at 0.59 and the February 2016 highs. So this should continue higher as long as we hold above 0.59.
Okay, cool.
And we then have, and so the next target is 0.83, then we're going to go to one, the big round number one, actually the fib level's at 0.98, then we've got resistance at 1.2, then we've got our next target at 1.49. so this one has like a lot of upside. It's all on the chart, but it looks really good.
Yeah, marvelous stuff. There's big, some big upside there. Okay, next one is Amrit Pharma. The recent update today, it's AMYT. What do you reckon of AMYT?
Yeah, Amrit Pharma. So if we measure from the low in December 2016 to the high that we made in May, we've reached the 50%, we've reached the 38.2 retrace of that level, and we're bouncing from it. So normally that's a really good level for trend resumption. It was also the sort of 2016 highs and mid-year, so it's a really good pivot level that we're bouncing off. And now we've got above today the daily 20 moving average. I think that this one, if you take a look at the RSI and how it's turning up as well, is all set to go higher. So obviously first resistance is around 23.80, but then my first target would be 25.25 from here, and above 25.50 really, because 25.40 is a bit of a sticky price. It was a stock opening day high. So above 25.40, I think we continue higher from here. It looks really good. My first target is going to be between 31 and 32. And then the next target is 40.
Wow. Okay, and the last one is Strategic Minerals, SML. Very popular stock. We haven't talked about them for a few weeks. I think almost a month, I think. But what do you reckon, Nick?
Strategic Minerals is still in a downtrend at the moment, still being held down by the daily 20 moving average. Mm-hmm. But the support, and the support last week was 50% back. So 50% of the rally from the February 2016 low is at 1.88. So as long as we don't get a daily close above 1.88, we have a lot of potential to go higher from here and potentially make a double bottom as well. So that's what I'm watching. A daily close, however, below 1.88 would send us back down to the 200-day moving average, which is currently around 1.26, and likely the 1.2, which would be the October 2016 highs. So I'd really like to see if we can stick a toe in and hold on here at this 1.88 level.
Marvellous. And Nick, it's brilliant stuff. Listen, if you put the charts on the company pages and send me them too, I'll put them on the blog, voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.